Nothing. But do you know what? Let a racist incident occurs on the college campus, and they all come, Jack, all of them. Even the Uncle Tom, boom, do something. And I promise you they'll be hot for all of 2 weeks. They'll scare the other white students to death. They'll scare the faculty to death. They'll scare the administration to death. They keep the police at standoff for 2 weeks. And then after 2 weeks, when everything calmed down, they just lollygag. And on their way out the door, they tell the 1%, don't forget to call us for the next dance. That's as a people, we have high levels of unity of action, no level of unity of thought. Let me show you how backward our unity of thought is. Go to Los Angeles. Interview those brothers and sisters who gave their lives to advance our cause in the rebellion. Ask each and every one of them, what is the solution to your people's problems? Everyone will give you a different answer. Everyone will give you a different answer. Here, there's no unity of thought. There's just unity of action. This is because capitalism, again, seeks to confuse us. Students come running to me all the time, say, oh, Brother Toure, I wish I was in the 60s with you all. Why is that? I don't want to go back in history. I want to go forward. Nobody wants to go back in history. Oh, because in the 60s, y'all were so organized. We were not organized, we were mobilized. When you're mobilized, everybody's against the same thing. When you're organized, everybody's for the same thing. And that is not the same thing. People get confused and think it's the same thing. I give you two examples. The struggle for independence in Africa is clear. Every African was against foreigners in the country. Every African wanted them out. Some Africans wanted the white man out to take their place to continue exploiting other Africans. Revolutionary Africans wanted the system destroyed so they can have a just system for all Africans.